Let me turn to children for a moment. We have lots of children who are immunosuppressed. They're on prednisone or have gotten other immunosuppressive drugs. Do they get their usual vaccines?
So children who are immunocompromised would get all their usual inactivated vaccines on the same schedule as any other child. So things like inactivated polio, Haemophilus influenza, pneumococci, HPV in an adolescent 11, 12-year-old female or even male now, would get all their standard vaccines. The one difference here is if at some point in the future their immunosuppression is weaned or eliminated because it's no longer necessary, then they should be revaccinated. A normal person would just go through the basic series and not receive additional vaccines. But an immunosuppressed person, if the immunosuppression can be weaned off, would get revaccinated to make sure they have adequate protection.
What are the vaccinations that those immunosuppressed children should not get?
Again, they should not get live virus vaccines, live attenuated vaccines, of which mumps, measles, rubella, varicella are the really major live virus vaccines that we currently use and for which we don't have any inactivated choices.
So I want to do that. Have you do that list again slowly, because this is the important one. Mumps, measles, rubella, varicella, or the chickenpox vaccine. Those are the ones that immunosuppressed children should stay away from.
That is correct.